Hey friends, you're listening to This Quote Changed My Life, a podcast about inspired action. My name is Tracy and I'm the host of the show. Welcome to episode 83 of the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. I want to get straight into this week's quote, but first, if you're new here, hello. Make sure you're subscribed to my podcast or follow me on Instagram under @MakeSunshineCo so you know when new episodes are uploaded, and to also get some mindfulness and mindset support along the way. I am a wellness coach and a creative arts therapist, so I'm posting a lot about mindfulness, mindset, and creative arts on Instagram. I also have a few printable worksheets and a new video series that you can check out via the link in the show notes. Okay, the quote this week is about staying true to who you are. The quote is, "Embrace your weird. It's what makes you, you." I think that most of us go through stages in our lives where we feel like we don't fit in anywhere. Maybe it starts when we first start school and you don't know anyone there. And, oh, if you ever changed schools when you were a bit older, woo-wee, that can be a really hard transition. I did change schools when I was in primary school. I think that's like elementary school in the US. And I remember it being like I needed to adapt and blend in quickly in order to find friends, which I think is probably important in some ways. When your environment changes, you need to adapt to figure out how you're going to survive in this new land. But I think that sometimes we lose ourselves when we think we have to adapt all the time, and that we need to go with the crowd in order for people to like us. I'm sure there's a part in all of us that you might keep secret, something that you think is strange or different because no one else around you likes the same thing. In high school, there were a few things that I loved that my close friends didn't. I was a computer nerd, and this was in the late 90s. The internet was very, very new and very rare, but I loved creating websites in GeoCities and then from scratch. I love playing guitar, and I think I was the only female guitar player in the school at one point. The first song I learnt was Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, and we used to play Metallica for our music assessments. It was awesome. I loved photography and still do, and I loved learning darkroom photography skills. I look back on my time in high school fondly because I think I was in an environment where I felt free and safe and supported to pursue these things that were a bit strange for a teenage girl, but they were things that I really did love. Fast forward to now, I'm 41, and I think over time, as we gain more responsibilities as adults, we lose a bit of what makes us unique. Looking back, I definitely think that my 20s and 30s were filled with a lot of changes, a lot of trying new things and getting into a routine and figuring things out. I remember when I turned 30, I felt really lost. I didn't know what was expected of me as a 30-year-old, as a mother and wife. Who was I? What was I doing? This was also around the time our daughter was diagnosed with Rett syndrome, which is a rare genetic disorder. I had to stop working full-time in web development. See, I told you I was a nerd. I was in that job for almost 10 years, I think, and I had to become a full-time carer as well as a stay-at-home mum. The last decade has been really busy with all the medical appointments, making sure our kids are doing okay in school and everyone is healthy and happy. And before I knew it, I was about to turn 40 and I still felt a bit vanilla and kind of the same as I've been the last 20 years, just plodding along about trying to fit in to what was expected of me. Turning 40 has been really great. I think they say that when women turn 40, they start to become more confident in themselves and the things that they want. And I think that's true for sure. I feel the desire to not waste time fitting in. I will never be on TikTok, and I'm really happy about that. I want to be balanced with my responsibilities. I want to take care of myself properly, and I want to pursue the things that make me genuinely happy and curious. And that to me right now is creating art, bad art, good art, new art. It's drawing in Procreate until I fill a canvas and making podcast episodes that really come from my heart. There's probably more things that I've yet to discover, but these are the two things that I feel are my weird points, and I love it. Embrace your weird. It's what makes you, you. What is it about you that others around you don't do? Something that you love, that is safe, that is healthy, that makes you happy. what is weird about you? I'd love to know. Come and find me on Instagram at makesunshineco. I am trying to make the video versions of each podcast episode a bit more interesting. Last week I had some slow TV type scenes, and who knows what will be on the screen right now, but I hope that you're enjoying the podcast however you choose to join me. I hope you are happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are in the world. I'll speak to you next time. Stay weird, everyone. Bye.